Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by Key Bank. We're sitting here in your office in St. Petersburg, and it's one of the great managerial offices in the game. And they've got photos of every Major League manager on your wall, and every one of you is in an argument with an umpire. Is there a theme there?
When I came in, I laughed. They used to have like almost like mug shots, and it was kind of funny. And now when I walked in yesterday and saw this, I thought it was the first thing I did was I took a picture of John Farrell and sent it to him, because the one where he's throwing out the umpire is priceless. But that, you know, and again, that's part of probably what I love about our game. You walk into a visitor's clubhouse and you see the same guys that run the clubhouse year after year after year, and you see them once or twice a year, but you feel like you know them forever. And when you see stuff like that, they do stuff like that to make you feel at home or to make you laugh. I think it's wonderful.
Well, you could laugh, and you probably were able to sleep last night, because Cody Anderson, I don't know how you can be better than what he's been in his first two outings, Terry.
Yeah, not just getting him out, because he's obviously done that, but the poise and everything, you know, holding the nerves in enough to be poised out there and to control the game. I mean, you know, yesterday, you know, and like his first game, there's not been any breathing room. And, you know, he gave up the solo homer. And to Grady, other than that, he got the, you know, the tying runs at third, and he kept them from scoring, because that was a huge run. Because if they score there, now all of a sudden they're going to bring in McGee, and it's a whole different game as opposed to getting maybe some other relievers, some righties, because they were done with their lefty, and the game turns on that.
Does it even make it more legitimate for you that Cody Anderson did this against the same team, back-to-back starts? So he didn't sneak up on Tampa last night. They had a feel for him.
I you know, we're always looking for any reason to be encouraged, but I do think you're right, because a pitcher always has an advantage when people haven't seen him. And this is now his second time, and they saw him for eight innings, and now they saw him for another eight. And he did really well. Again, if he pitches like that, he may not give up none or one all the time, but he's also going to have success. He located his fastball, he kept it down, and he threw a changeup off of it. And when you locate your fastball like he did, you're going to have success at any level.
Tito, he had a perfect game going into that seventh inning. Are you superstitious? What goes on in a dugout when that is occurring?
No, the only thing I was really thinking was I wish we had a bigger lead so I could really enjoy it, because it had a chance to be really special. But when you're up 2-0, you know, and you're thinking, well, a walk and or an air and a home run, you know, and you just, you know, there's the game's too close. I wish we'd had about a 10-0 lead, could have sat back and really enjoyed it, because that had a chance to be really special.
Herbie always used to say, you come to the ballpark every day because you may see something you've never seen before and will never see again. I don't know what your feelings are on the intentional walk. Some people would like you to outlaw it from the standpoint, just let the kid or whomever go down to first, not make the four pitches. Have you been involved in one where a run scored on an intentional walk with a wild pitch?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. And we've all seen it. But, you know, it never ceases to kind of, you know, it kind of grabs you real quick. I was glad Kip was paying attention. That's why you play the game. And that's why, you know, you don't play it on paper. And that's why you play it out. And the heck was speeding it up four pitches and saving a minute of the game, because sometimes those things happen. And it's the way the game is. We've seen our guys pick up a bunt and throw it down the right field line. You know, it's amazing how a guy can throw 95 miles an hour and command it, but can't throw a pitch out because it's gotten into your head. That's part of the game.
Hey, you must have had a heck of a good team meeting. I know you don't like calling them. You called it yesterday. The old adage is you never call a team meeting unless you've got Corey Kluber or Curt Schilling on the mound that night to make it maybe even more emphatic and give you a chance for a win. But it looked like you had better at-bats, better approaches, Terry.
You know, Hemi, and you make a good point about having team meetings. And the idea behind it wasn't to jumpstart us for last night. It was more to remind us moving forward for a long time how we need to approach the game. I mean, obviously I'm thrilled we won last night, but this can't just be about last night. In our game, we play every day, and we have to back it up and then back it up and back it up again, and that's more about what we want to talk about.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Rays coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Manager's Minute for Wednesday. Hi again, everybody. Tom Hamilton with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. We've talked about it on the pregame game show. You called a team meeting before the ball game on Monday night. Tito, as a manager or as a player, have you ever been a part of a team meeting where things went haywire and it didn't go the way everybody anticipated?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. I mean, I've seen meetings where you see where the manager's had so much stress, he just needed to let it go. And, I mean, shoot, I remember my first year in Philadelphia, I had a meeting, and after the meeting was over, Scott Rowland, who's one of my all-time favorites, he walked into my office and he said, Tito, he goes, nobody knows what you said. And I end up laughing later, and his point was, you know, I got so out of control that nobody knew what I was saying, nor did I. That doesn't really help.
That's the Manager's Minute on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.